Com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast and outside the boundaries, baby. Big shout out to Australian Jack. How's life down under? I hear it's improving, thank goodness. Thanks to some friends who work at ESPN, I got a little bit of the skinny in the fact that they're trying to raise as much money as possible to help people clean up. That's a good thing. Also, to the people listening to us in Spain, Thailand, somebody told me the other day, where were they listening to us? Venezuela, although I find that hard to believe because I think they only have, isn't it only all the time, Hugo Chavez? Chavez all the time, that's what I think it is. He's on the radio, he's on the tube, he takes up all the airspace, so I can't imagine. Unless, of course, I guess maybe you've got the computer set up and you're getting it that way, which makes sense. Streaming it somewhere in an alley, perhaps, or maybe at work, I don't know. I've actually been to Venezuela, but it was a long, 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 long time ago. And it was in Caracas. That's where we were, in Caracas. But we're going to talk about that right now. In fact, sadly, all too familiar, earlier in the day, this is just another day in America. I was at some deli or somewhere. I can't remember where specifically, but it was in some store. And I looked up, and they had on CNN. And lo and behold, what do I see on CNN? Shooting at a school. I was like, huh, there we go. Ever since Columbine, is it me, or is there just, it happens, it cycles around, and there's another shooting at a school. And I think, wow, if I'm that parent and I hear this, listen to what this lieutenant had to say about this California shooting. Check it out.
Students are inside. The students that are inside campus are in their classrooms with their teachers, and they are being on lockdown.
Yeah, that's great. You hear that, you're driving down the road or somewhere, and you hear, oh, the students are in lockdown at whatever high school, and immediately your chest has to get heavy, and your heart has to be in your throat because your child goes to that school. And sure enough, three students were shot at this high school in Los Angeles. And they did get the lockdown pretty quickly, which was good. But a 17-year-old boy was arrested after a handgun in his backpack accidentally discharged and wounded two other high school students. So here's the thing. He was able to bring his pistol onto the campus because in Los Angeles, they only randomly do those metal detector checks. Boy, I thought that was par for the course now almost everywhere that you had. In New York, I think all the kids have to go through the metal detector. So they were randomly screening. That's what they were doing. And the kid had it in his backpack, and the student was arrested, but they believe it was an accident. So when the backpack was put on the desk, the handgun discharged and it fired a round that hit a girl in the temple, ooh, and a boy in the neck, and the kid ran. So then that's why the lockdown thing, and they were looking for him all over the place, and finally they took him into custody after a couple of hours. And they're keeping the names, they were keeping the victims out of the news and trying to put a lid on it as much as they could. The 15-year-old girl had head surgery and was in critical condition. Oh, can you imagine? And because the bullet hit the left side of her head, and she had a, you know, blood clot and a few other things that certainly were a weakening to her condition and her chance as she's fighting this. Now, the 15-year-old boy was in fair condition. He had a neck wound. He didn't need surgery, so he's in better shape. And it happened that they let the kids out of school before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The high school, the words you just heard, that lieutenant, the high school was under lockdown after 10:30 in the morning in that shooting. Wow. So why did he have the gun, or what happened? And it went off accidentally by all the descriptions from everybody, but can you imagine that? And once again, this is going to bring up the whole gun control thing and access to guns and, you know, where did he get the gun? Was it a family gun? And there's a zillion questions still on the table with that. But my point was how frightening when you hear that we're on lockdown and you don't know any of the details. They're not saying, oh, it was accidental shooting, but, oh, God, somebody's in critical condition and we're looking, combing the building for him because he's scared and the gun was in the backpack or whatever. A lot of those details weren't released. With Jared Lee Loeffner and the congresswoman, it appears that he was absolutely had his sights on her, as we know from some of the evidence that's being pieced together. So it prompted a lot of other sidebar discussions besides the blame game and gun control issues and all that sort of stuff. It also spurred off this other discussion about stalking. And apparently stalking is on the rise, according to the Attorney General anyway. Here was his two cents on the issue.
Today in the Wall Street Journal, President Barack Obama wrote what can only be considered an announcement entitled Toward a 21st Century Regulatory System. Today, the socialist in chief has finally come clean. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Socialists in America know that the vast majority of the American people have rejected policies when they were clearly identified as socialist. Socialists have therefore done everything in their power, including changing their name to progressives, to mask their structured policies and programs in such a way as to obscure their true intention, namely for government to direct and control capital, income, and benefits. The most useful stealth apparatus that socialists have used over the last 40 years has been community organizing. Socialists, knowing that even the most vulnerable in our society would reject socialist programs, organize and infiltrate neighborhood groups whose civic needs are great. And when they aren't, socialists manufacture them. Before entering into politics, by his own admission, Barack Obama received extensive training in community organizing by various socialist institutions. While living in Chicago, he associated with numerous well-known socialists, such as the Reverend Jeremiah Wright and William Ayers. All this is admitted and well-documented. Now, President Obama, in his Wall Street Journal article, today argues that the American people have not been served well by the cacophony of federal agencies which Congress has created over the last 100 years. He argues that the rules they have established, without congressional approval, mind you, are burdensome and in many cases do not do that for which they were promulgated. So in his article, he announces the signing of an executive order which, he claims, will remedy this problem by providing these unelected bureaucrats with even more power while narrowing the constitutional powers of our elected officials in Congress with respect to oversight and control. President Obama, by signing this executive order, has provided the American people Sarah Palin's death panels on steroids. And all this is presented within the context of a seeming benign Wall Street Journal article. You have before you, America, Exhibit A in Stealth Socialism. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, there's that word again, socialism, and that was Roger Madden's take anyway on that. Coming up on America Tonight, Holder on stalking. Also, believe it or not, mixed in between birthdays and a famous, famous television talk host decides to hang it up. Who is that talk host? We'll reveal it next.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. You're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
So you know how we roll here, we zig and zag all over the place. We're talking about the California shooting and how scary with the lockdown. It's an accidental shooting and it wounded two people at a Los Angeles high school, but the girl sadly was hit in the temple and is in critical condition, and the kid was obviously scared. There's much more to that story, but we know what the other part of that is going to be. It's going to dovetail into a gun control issue thing. Because there's that fuel for the, whoa, you know, look at accidental shootings and, ugh. And how come they didn't have they only had the random metal detector, unlike in most of the schools in New York where they, you know, it's just par for the course in the Bronx. You're just going through the metal detector. How sad to think of that, though. I think when I was in high school, and I can't imagine. And I went to a big high school. We had 4,000 kids in the high school, and there was bomb threats once in a while, and occasionally something would happen, but no metal detectors. There was a police officer that roamed outside and occasionally inside, but we didn't have any of those concerns that they're dealing with now. So I thought it was par for the course that everybody just accepted, well, you got to figure it out, you got to get it in there, and you got to have those metal detectors. But apparently in Los Angeles it wasn't, so that wasn't picked up in his backpack. Eric Holder, the attorney general, a sidebar to the Tucson shooting, because the latest thing is figuring out more as far as the 22-year-old Jared Lee Loughner back into court on the 24th and piecing why and the timelines and all of that sort of thing. But it also brought up the issue, and I mentioned this before, of stalking and how big, sadly, that's become and how tough it is with the laws for stalking, you know, how tough it is to get there in time. So anyway, here's what Eric Holder had to say.
Stalking affects all communities, regardless of age, gender, race, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status.
All right, so see, the problem is, where do you go with stalking? If you think of the people who have been victims, and, you know, where I did that thing in New York, even there you have some stalking with the domestic violence, where I was part of that Radio Row and found out that 1 in 3 women were victims of domestic violence, and some of that was stalking related. So how can the laws be improved upon? And that's it's dicey only because you got to catch the person so far ahead of the curve. And a lot of times when somebody calls up to report that, it's already too late. It's already that the person has gotten that much closer. Just ask some of the celebrities and what they deal with in Los Angeles and all the security people that they end up hiring. You don't always hear about it, but there's a dozen stories about somebody being threatened and something that's happened, and, you know, they had to get more security, or whether, you know, pick a celebrity, whatever celebrity, some crazy thing. Remember the whole David Letterman thing and the woman that he had that was showed up and was in his house and all that sort of stuff. And the stalking, what they're saying is it is becoming bigger, but the laws haven't really caught up with now what's starting to happen. So we move from that to Daniel in Minnesota. Hello, Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm not too bad. I just had a couple of – I wanted to run an analogy by you and see what you think. You were talking about China kind of having the pink slip.
Yeah.
Ownership. When I got out of the service, my father had some property, and I stayed there, and I was paying for it so I could buy it. But I was also – I'm in recovery. I wasn't then. So I borrowed a lot of money, and then I couldn't pay the rent, which was the mortgage, and he had to pay it off the Social Security, so I was sinking him in the hole. And all of a sudden, I woke up, and he was in my house, and I had to go. And that's what I think. I'm worried that's what is going to happen here. We owe China so much money, and have such an offset on the trade that we can't say no. We can't enforce anything because they'll just say, well, you know, I would, but you owe me $1 billion, so I'm really not going to listen to you.
Right.
And it makes us very vulnerable, my opinion.
I think so, too. That's the biggest – I agree with you. That's the biggest problem, Daniel, that we put ourselves in that position, if you think about it, where – what can you – China knows that. The president of China knows that. All of them know that you can dance around all kinds of issues. That's why I remember the whole North Korea thing and, ooh, what's China going to do? And a couple of different fronts, that's been an issue. Because you can't – can you really press them that hard? And the answer is no. It makes us softer against China and a possible threat, of course, economically and otherwise.
Oh, exactly. One of these days we're going to come home and the locks are going to be changed.
Oh, that's my fear. Exactly. That's my fear. Thanks, Daniel.
All right.
Okay, so we move from Daniel to this interesting announcement. Some people watch morning TV, and you got to give him his cred. You know, where cred's due. But Regis Philbin, 28 years is a long time in TV years. You can multiply that because it's so tough to hang on to those jobs. You can multiply that by, I don't know, by 7 each one of those years. So Regis Philbin, I think, surprised a lot of people. Here's what he said on his show.
Well, I've got one of those announcements to make today. Yeah, you know, every now and then you have an announcement to make around here. And I don't want to alarm anybody, but I have to tell you this because it's going to happen, and the station needs to know, and Gilman needs to know, and we all need to know. But this will be my last year on this show. No, I know. It's been a long time. It's been 28 years since I've been here, and it was the biggest thrill of my life to come back to New York, where I grew up as a kid watching TV in the early days, and, you know, and never even dreaming that I would one day have whatever the ability or whatever it takes to get in front of a camera and talk to it. But it's been an enormous thrill to come back here to New York and have that New York show for 5 years and then go on to a syndicated situation and all the fun we've had and all the great co-hosts. And look at this over here every morning.
All right, so Regis Philbin's leaving. Who takes his place? You know, anybody but Ryan Seacrest. He gets mentioned for all these jobs. Ryan and Kelly, I don't know. I'm not up watching morning TV, but my take on this is he's going to be tough to replace just because he was such a legend in that position for forever and a day with his younger co-host. I don't know. That might be a tough one. What do you think, Matt? You think Ryan Seacrest? I mean, the guy pops up everywhere. For every gig, it's always Ryan Seacrest.
It honestly was the first name that I thought of. He's kind of the up-and-coming go-to host for everything when someone else is retiring. I would say 10 years ago, it was Carson Daly, and now it's Ryan Seacrest is the guy who's looking to replace everyone. So I don't really know. I mean, it's hard to think of another guy out there. I don't watch a lot of the entertainment
TV
shows,
yeah.
I guess, and things like that. So I wouldn't know if there's other than maybe Billy Bush. Just
I was just thinking that, Billy Bush. Yeah.
You know who would be good, though, but he's actually starting to get a really good career on his own, would be Joel McHale. But he's got a lot of other things, irons in the fire, so probably he wouldn't do it. But he would be pretty good, too.
Actually, he would be good because he would add a different kind of sarcasm, I think, to whatever they're offering up in the morning. But probably Seacrest, Billy Bush, you're right, the entertainment-type guys would be up for that job since it's syndicated and it's a pretty big position where you would get a lot of viewers and the potential is there. I say, though, they bring someone up and coming. I think Matt's right about that, whoever it is. I mean, I could care less, but I just think that Regis being there 28 years, you got to give him his props. That's a long time to hold onto a gig in any kind of entertainment.
Don't you think they got to bring in someone with at least a little juice with some kind of name behind them? Because
yeah,
can't just
yeah,
pick
yeah.
up, you know, whoever's hosting the morning show over in Portland or something like that.
No, no, no. It can't be an unknown. Maybe back in the day you could have thrown an unknown in there, but not now. It's too established, and that person has became such, all the people in those positions became such celebrities that it would have to be somebody with a much bigger name. Maybe Billy Bush. Maybe he would do it. Not sure. Send me your thoughts.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me see what spring is like.
Who are you?
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimball.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Talk to the hand.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You are terminated.
I'll be back.
That's a familiar voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who no longer is the governor of California. And Schwarzenegger, last week, because each and every week we have our pal Stephen Showhead on the show, he is Mr. Hollywood, the man behind some of these great little tidbits that we're getting each and every week. Hollywood Stories, his book is terrific. I've already talked about that. And last week we were talking about Schwarzenegger and politics and politicians and actors who go into politics, and we talked about Ronald Reagan and some others as well. And Stephen, now a story comes out. We're going to talk about Bruce Lee, but before we get to that, a story comes out that Schwarzenegger said, you know, I was just addicted to being governor. Well, and here's what I thought. Politics, you've got power in politics and a different kind of power in movies, especially if you're a big star. So I think he's addicted to power.
Absolutely, absolutely. He, you know, earlier talked about being an authoritarian years before, in fact, expressed admiration for Hitler at one point, which he had to go back on. So, I think that's why he did it. And you know, it's very unfortunate. because you hopefully want people in politics who aren't addicted to power, who really are there to serve rather than for self-aggrandizement. And I think Schwarzenegger was the epitome of that, and listen, I'm pretty darn conservative, and I was very unhappy that the Republican Party in 2003 did not get behind Tom McClintock, the true conservative, and let Schwarzenegger win. And at one point, I was following it very closely. At one point, Schwarzenegger said he was bored making movies. It was a new thrill for him. And I also think that his election inspired people like Meg Whitman and Carly Farina, who had losses in California. I believe sort of had the same motivation. Like, it's not that I want to serve, and it's not that I want to cut taxes, and it's not that I want to get rid of regulation and make things better for people. No, it would be a kick.
Yeah.
Well, that was my opinion, and
I agree. I think you were dead on when you said that. Meg Whitman really was stirred up by that. She didn't need the money, certainly, and she was looking for whatever the next thing was. No offense to her, because I don't know how she would have been. And Carly Fiorini, that was a great example as well. And perhaps Schwarzenegger kicked open that door and made more people think about that. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you this too. You're such a fan of Hollywood and things that are going on there. And the big buzz over the weekend was the Golden Globes. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I saw parts of it. I didn't get to see the whole thing. I actually was going to suggest next week that we talk about upset winners and things like that, because, I don't know, to me, The King's Speech and The Fighter are both superior films to The Social Network. So I mean, obviously that's a very subjective thing, and magazines like Entertainment Weekly are really behind The Social Network. So it looks like it's the favorite to win, but you have that all the time where you might have a movie that wins, like a really good film, The French Connection, beat Fiddler on the Roof, but years and years later, Fiddler on the Roof is the more beloved film. And I think that happens sometimes, and I think in the long term, the Fighter and the King's Speech are going to be shown to be the more lasting, more favorited movies by the public. But certainly, the Oscars is an interesting thing. I mean, the Hollywood Foreign Press is one thing, but with the Oscars, you got Eli Wallach, who's 95, and Dakota Fanning, who's turning 17, as Oscar members. So obviously they're going to have very different tastes, probably, or maybe they like the same things. I don't know, but probably there's going to be a great diversity of opinion in the voting.
Yeah, but I agree. That'll be fun. We'll talk about that next week, because all that's still coming up, the Oscars and whatnot. And we'll talk about Ricky Gervais, too, and the comedian that hosted. Yeah, because he's gotten a lot of blowback, positive and negative. A lot of negative, because Hollywood people, I don't think, are used to being attacked that way.
Well, yeah. Now, there's the thing. I found him to be tasteless and inappropriate, and I don't think he should have said a lot of those things. But, it's very interesting to me that a lot of those people, not all those people, would have no qualms about attacking a political figure or a conservative political figure and say horrible, reprehensible things about them and wouldn't blink twice and think that was very funny. Now, the fact is that Robert Downey Jr. is a person I think, he was at the bottom. He couldn't get insured. He couldn't get any work. I don't know him personally, but it looks like he's come all the way back. So I think he's a person to be admired pretty much. And I've never heard him say a bad word about anybody. Everything I've read says that he's wonderful to work with, absolutely professional, and somebody everybody likes and admires. And for to bring up this prison stint and Betty Ford Clinic, it wasn't funny. It was out of place. It was mean spirited. So I don't think Ricky Gervais will be asked to perform that role again.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's talk about The Green Hornet. That movie's out, and there's a tie to Bruce Lee. Tell everybody the tie if they don't know.
Well, Bruce Lee, of course, Well, he wasn't the original Cato. You know, there were the Green Hornet goes way back. It was back in the 1930s. It was a radio show, and the Green Hornet was actually a fictional descendant of the Lone Ranger. And then it was made into movies, and then there was an idea for a TV show back in the 50s that didn't go anywhere. And then William Dozier saw Bruce Lee at an exhibition in Long Beach and decided that he would make the perfect Cato. Actually, he originally wanted Bruce Lee for another show called Number One Son, the son of Charlie Chan, but that didn't work out. And so, anyway, he had Bruce Lee on the show. And, of course, Bruce Lee was already getting some acclaim as a martial arts artist, and he could do these amazing things, like he could throw rice in the air and catch it with chopsticks, I mean grains of rice, or he could, grab a penny or grab a dime out of somebody's hand and before their fist closed and replace it with a penny. You know, he was just amazing, and he was, this real physically fit cat on the set. And he would do things like he would leap in the air and touch people's earlobes with his toe. Now, one time, unfortunately, some guy turned his chin and Bruce Lee accidentally dislocated his jaw. So he kind of stopped doing that. But, that show was on for 1 year. But Bruce Lee was the one getting all the fan mail, the real breakout star. And it wasn't recognized by Hollywood how popular Bruce Lee was. So one of his advisors suggested, why don't you go to Hong Kong and make movies over there and become an Asian star? And when Bruce Lee went to Asia, it was just amazing that how many people recognized him. He had no idea in those pre-internet days that the Green Hornet was known as the Cato Show in Hong Kong, and he was mobbed in the streets, and he had all sorts of opportunities. Now, the bad aspect of that, like many tough guy actors have found, was that people were constantly challenging him to fights and trying to see how, if he really was as good as they said. And he had incidents like, for example, an extra on the set of the movie Enter the Dragon challenged him to a fight, and Bruce Lee ended up shoving the guy's head into the wall, and then he was a good guy. Rather than fire the guy, he said, okay, are you ready to go back to work now? But people would, one guy came over to Bruce Lee's house and jumped over the fence and let's see how good you are. So he had that Wild West aspect of his life. And unfortunately, he was so into weight training, being as physically fit as he could possibly be, that he injured himself lifting weights one morning, and then his back was never the same, and he started taking a lot of pills and marijuana to alleviate that, and that some people have theorized that led to his death, the enlargement of his brain at that very young age of 32.
Wow. Do you think we'll ever see, because, you think of Jackie Chan, who's a lot different than Bruce Lee, but I think there still is room in the business for another Bruce Lee. Do you think we'll ever see someone like him?
As a matter of fact, I doubt he's as well trained as Bruce Lee, but Jay Chou, the star of who's playing Cato in this new movie, new Green Hornet movie, I mean, they're expecting him to go over huge in Asia. I mean, he's already huge. He's like the Justin Timberlake. He's got a great singing career in Taiwan, but they're expecting him to go over huge and have a similar thing like Bruce Lee did. In fact, there's even talk about him playing Bruce Lee in a 40-part television series. I mean, Bruce Lee, his legacy is, I mean, he really created the martial arts fascination in the movies. And not only that, probably turned on a lot of people to get into martial arts as well. And of course, he had a lot of famous students, but he inspired a lot of people to take that up as a practice. In fact, one of the real interesting things about Bruce Lee is if you asked him, well, what do you think of various fighting methods? He never talked about the method. He only talked about the individual and how skilled they were. And he obviously is a very interesting guy. He was an atheist, actually. But he still said a lot of things that I think could inspire people. Like for example, if you have a goal,
towards something, you don't have to get there. It just aims you in the direction you need to go in life. A lot of philosophical things that people can still draw from.
Yeah. Yeah, I like there. I've got a couple of his quotes up, actually. It's funny that we decided to talk about, or you decided to talk about, Bruce Lee. We're out of time. Stephen Shohat will do it again next week. Hollywood Stories, pick it up. Thanks, Stephen.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Version of We Can Count. 26 states have decided to be part of the Obama health care lawsuit. Yes, it's true. This out of Pensacola. 6 more states throwing in, so that's how we get the 26. I guess that's a pretty strong message that half of the states consider the health care law unconstitutional and they want to fight for it. The states claim the healthcare law violates people's rights by forcing them to buy health insurance by 2014 or face stiff penalties. This is the biggest part of the new healthcare law I think that people hate, is you have to get health insurance. You have no choice or you will pay taxes at the end of the year. You will pay a fine. And that's what we're going to do. And they're hiring the IRS, so many people, to actually enforce that part of the law. That part of the repeal thing for the Republicans is really based on the constitutionality of that one thing. The buying of health insurance, the forced buying of health insurance. Now, other lawsuits, by the way, have been filed, not just these 26 states. A federal judge in Virginia ruled in December that the insurance purchase mandate, which is what it is, what we're talking about, was unconstitutional. But, and this always happens in the law, there were two other federal judges who upheld that requirement. I mean, let's face it, where is this going to end up? Raise your hand if you have the answer. Ooh. Pick on me. I can see the hands. We've got those special infrared glasses. And if you were saying that it's going to end up in the Supreme Court's lap, you're absolutely right. That's where this is headed. No question about it. The more states can jump in on the whole thing in Florida, and there can be more conversation about it. But ultimately, if it's the law of the land that we're about, it's going to be decided by the Supreme Court, that particular thread of the law, unless it's changed, unless repeal worked, which it won't because there's not enough there, or if it were taken out in some kind of a compromise. Let's talk about public pensions. When I mention pensions, and we're talking about money, this is kind of a hint. We're probably talking about a shortfall. Public pensions across the United States are actually facing a sad shortfall, $2.5 trillion. So that means you've got states and municipalities, basically, that have to sell. White elephant sales. They got to sell their assets. They got to slash public services. And New Jersey's being slammed by this. New York's being slammed by this. So let's follow the thread. You have $2.5 trillion. You have the recession. You have financial problems because those pensions were mismanaged. You have, underfunding the retirement. So that's a big problem. You have the states falling apart because of other parts of retirement benefits. Ooh, this is nasty the way this looks. $2.5 trillion. To me, that says a whole lot of people are going to be cut because how can you possibly make up that kind of money? Now, if we're talking about overall, which that's an overall number, U.S. public pensions. So then we would have to break it down by states, and every state would be different as to how much they're short. But some of the bigger states like New Jersey and New York, pretty high, and I heard even California, too. Here's another one. Let's talk China. Why not? The man's in town, right? So, China, the biggest buyer of U.S. Treasury securities, reduced its holdings a couple of months ago after 4 months of gains. So follow along with me. I'll explain. China's holdings of Treasury debt dropped 1.2% to $895.6 billion. This came out from the Treasury Department, and that report is out just before the visit by the Chinese president. So overall, foreign holdings of Treasury securities are up to four and change trillion-wise. That means that other nations still want to feed on Treasury debt, even as the U.S. government is running into these crazy budget deficits, $1 trillion-plus annually. We're not even going to touch that number, that ugly, ugly number of called the deficit that we're in right now. But follow the bouncing bonds. That will tell you a lot about the story, a lot. And the meeting with the Chinese president is a big one, my friends. Let's face it, they still have the wand that they can wave over the U.S., they being the Chinese. However, they won't do that, trust me. Why? Because they would lose way too much money. All the Chinese crap, because a lot of it is crap, that is, of course, exported to the United States, and the money they make on that If that went kaput, that wouldn't be good for the Chinese either. So it's a little fine dance that's going on right now. Let's move over across on our dance floor and go over to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Washing my hands here, make sure everything is clean. Okay. Listen, so you were talking about Obamacare, right, Kate? And you were talking about, like, it's like a giant, it's like a pizza somebody orders with all the topping, right?
Yeah, everything.
All right. Now, to make this an even better example, you're at that party and all of a sudden they say you have to pitch in for this. You know that the pizza is going to have all the toppings and you have to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. In other words, we're not going to have. They're saying we're going to give health care to everybody. What they're really saying is we're going to give payments that you're going to have to pay for health care to everybody. It's going to be like having an additional car insurance, except it's going to be a health insurance. And they haven't told us how much it's going to be.
Yeah.
No,
but you're right.
When you go and you start looking for car insurance, you know, more or less, it's the same. A little bit more here, a little bit less there, a little more deductible here. You know, it's all a game that they're playing to get our money. Now, if you look at the Republicans, all they need to do is say, look, this is not the time in an economic slowdown to try and insure the entire population of the United States. It's going to cost us $700 billion more in spending. They're going to try to cover that by taking away $500 billion from Medicare and somehow save $200 billion. And if you believe that, then you know, you can believe that there should be bridges to nowhere. I think it's very easy to sell this, that we have to get rid of this whole thing and try and save money, not spend more. Look at the state of Illinois. They just raised their taxes like 50% or something like that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, more than that. And people are getting raked, crucified there. I don't know how they're going to pay the increases that they're getting slammed with. It's crazy.
I
think you could take it. I mean, yes, you would have to take everything. Let's face it. You'd be taking a lot off that pizza. But if that's the only way they're going to do it. Okay, let's just throw everything off the pizza and we just have the crust. Will that work? Like the pre-existing condition, there's some other things, and we all agree on that. There's some things that we would agree on, but the problem is that they did exactly that. There was too much jammed into it. We don't even know what's in it. Nobody has anyone ever read the whole thing? It's crazy. That's the problem. And this is what is happening now in D.C. The argument is over this. The argument is over health care repeal. However, there is no repeal that is possible. There's no repeal that's going to happen. That's why I say it's really going to be cherry picking, because you have the presidential veto and you don't have the votes there. In fact, the president said he's willing to work with Democrats and Republicans to improve his health care law, but that we can't go backward and repeal the measure. He said this is not happening. Remember Wednesday, there's expected to be a vote on repealing health care on that overhaul. Stay tuned. Much more this week on health care.